Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Enjoy yours as we visit this morning. Today I was sitting at the desk writing in my journal, about to complain about my attitude, edgy and irritable yesterday, and hoping if I wrote it would improve. Then I noticed movement on the bird feeder outside my window, assuming it was a young squirrel trying to get food from the squirrel-proof feeder. When the weight of the squirrel climbs onto the feeder, the wire covering slides down and closes off the opening to the seed, thus the name. It is really rather amusing to watch the squirrels try to figure out what to do to get to the food. But this time, as I looked up, to my great surprise, there, in clear view, maybe 6 feet away, on the other side of the window, was a deer easily sticking its tongue in the feeding holes and eating away. I watched a few seconds, and then she looked up at the window and clearly saw me. We stared at each other. The thief and the homeowner, face to face. I didn't move, thinking she would run away. Instead, she started eating again, clearly enjoying her breakfast. All I could think was, "You're kidding me. Now I've seen it all." This year, I have begun to think of my yard and garden as simply an abundant feeding ground for deer and rabbits and squirrels. I'm about ready to give up with the repel all spray and just let them have at it. But I really don't want to give up on getting at least a few tomatoes. But it is an ongoing battle. Miss one night of spraying and the flowers and buds are gone. Frustrated for sure, but not angry. The squirrels amuse and the deer are beautiful, if not arrogant. I love my big window. I simply look up from my computer and God's natural world is there in my view. I love watching the birds, and yes, I will have to move the feeder to a higher branch on the tree. The color of the green grass after a rain against a bright blue sky, squirrels and chipmunks scurrying about, flowers and shrubs, trees of different shades and shapes, beautiful. Job has said it well in chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. But ask the beast, and they will tell you, the birds of the heavens, and they will tell you, or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? There is much to learn from God's creatures. Learn from them, their lives, how they live, find food, reproduce, nurture their young, take from the earth only what is needed. One of these summer days, whenever you can find a few minutes to yourself, I encourage you to find a beautiful place outside, perhaps your yard or a park, or while you are on vacation at the beach or in the mountains. Sit quietly, concentrate on the beauty you see, clear your mind of all the worries of the world, all the worries of your world. Push those thoughts away and focus on God's beauty. Whisper the Lord's name when the worries come creeping back. All you see, the birds you hear, the breeze you feel, the ground you sit on, speaks of God's handiwork. You, your very being, there in that moment as part of the scene, is a testimony of God's loving creation. As Job says, ask the beast, and they will teach you, the birds of the heavens, and they will tell you, or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? They were not an accident, and neither are you. Your life, your day-to-day being is important and a testimony to God's loving hand. All that lives is cherished by our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, as you know, we get so wrapped up in the demands of a day, we can feel separated from all else, all the beauty and healing peace of your natural world offers. It is so hard for us to stop, be silent, push the worldly world away, and enjoy your presence in all you have made. Please help us receive your presence. In your name, precious Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.